One of my pet topics on this show over the past few months has been accommodating population growth into our city. We know that people want to live here, they want to move here, particularly from the capital cities. But how do we house them? We've got a rental vacancy rate, last I saw, was at about 0.5%. 0.5% rental vacancy rate, historic lows. No end in sight to that housing crisis, and yet people are still moving here. Businesses want to attract people here to fill a whole range of vacancies. It's a huge, huge challenge facing our city, and so it's very, very important to have that debate. To continue that debate, indeed, is the co-chair of the Urban Development Institute of Australia, the Far North Branch. His name is Nathan Lee Long. It's a great pleasure to have him in studio. Nathan, is density a dirty word?
Not at all. I would say density is a necessary word, and something that we need to decide as a community in Cairns what that means and how that takes place. We have that urban sprawl at the moment, which I think is probably more a dirtier word.
Absolutely.
As we see our land being used up, we're seeing it run out in terms of areas where we want to live. So we need to start thinking about how do we house our children, our grandchildren, as well as those that are moving up from southern areas. You know, we want our families to stay close, and I think that's the biggest consideration that we need to have. With the universities and the opportunities that we have in Cairns now, there's no reason why our children, when they finish school, need to be leaving Cairns, going to Brisbane or elsewhere to study. They can do that here, and it's about how we facilitate that and give them somewhere to live and grow.
Exactly right. Well said. Now, urban sprawl, let's just reflect for listeners about why that is, as you said, almost a dirtier word than density. We've got now people, of course, almost being forced to live further and further south. Babinda is almost becoming the next Gordon Vale, if I can put it that way. Urban sprawl, why is that a bad thing in your view?
Well, there's a number of reasons for that, and I think the biggest one is it comes at a huge cost, cost of infrastructure. So you've got to get roads, you've got to get services out there. Where's the water coming from? Where does the sewage go to? How is it treated and all of that? Where if you keep it more centralised, it's easier to deal with. It's a lower cost to do that.
And ultimately, that's a cost to us as rate and taxpayers.
Exactly, yeah. It comes through rates. It comes through your taxes. You know, we rely on government funding for that or other means. But then it's also a cost on the environment. It's a cost on our land. We have such a beautiful place that we live in. And do we want to see that just become suburbs?
And there's also, there's social exclusion as well. You know, if they don't have those little hubs that places like, for example, Edmonton and the CBD and Smithfield as examples, Redlinch, Edgehill, without those kind of social community hubs, that shops and services, they become these kind of suburban deserts, don't they?
That's right. And as people get isolated or stuck out there, if they don't have means of travel to come into the city or where activity is, that's definitely a detriment to them.
And when we've seen that almost COVID, people, loneliness and mental health issues increased during COVID lockdown. So, it's a real problem and can build up over time. All right. So I guess the big question then is, if we do need to accommodate population, if we do need to look at higher density, medium to higher density, how, in your view, or even the UDIA's view, how should that roll out across Cairns? Because obviously a lot of people listening will be very concerned about, they don't want Cairns to lose the character that we enjoy so much.
Yeah, and that's, I guess, something that the whole community needs to be involved in. And I do congratulate the council in their Towards 2050 consultancy that is coming out shortly. And that hopefully will include the whole community to talk about what density in Cairns means and how we do that to maintain our values and maintain what is Cairns. Be able to still see the hills and the trees and experience that.
Green space, we still need green space, that type of thing.
That's right. And it's how you bring that together in that mixed use scenario where it's not all one thing. It's not all high-rise buildings. It's not all apartments. But how do you provide for the community but but keep a density that is suitable and something that protects what we call Cairns.
Mm. And I guess is architecture and design important here to maintain some of the great things that we love about Cairns? Because that's what people say is, we can't be like the Gold Coast. We can't have high rises in every single street in every suburb. I mean, what factors do we need to put in place to ensure that we do, get that balance right between that higher density than we currently have, but also maintaining the character of our city that we love?
Yeah, good architecture is key to...
And can council police that? I mean, how do you... developers will always go the cheapest... Well, they'll go the most profitable route, shall we say, to a development. And so can council police, to an extent, how these buildings look, for example?
Not really police, but they can encourage what is good development and they can... give those examples of what is a good outcome. As part of the consultancy that is coming up, it'll be looking at things like our scenic amenity, our character precincts, what defines a suburb or a building in Cairns, especially in some of our older and more historic kind of areas like Edge Hill, where we have that typology of a home. How do we make that or maintain that and then enhance that to increase some densities in those areas? And architecture is going to be a big part of that. How you do that with, yes, you might need to go higher, but how do you maintain that view to the hill slopes?
Breezeways
and the breeze
as well.
Is coming through. Yep. We have in the days of gone past where, palm trees was the image of Cairns, but I think we're long gone and past that, where we're a lot more sophisticated in the way that we take what is Cairns.
That's right.
It's so much more now.
Yeah, it's a tropical world city is one of the terms I used to hear bandied about, and I still love that description. All right, there is a lot to unpack there, and very interested to hear from you that council will soon launch a bit of that consultation process, no doubt with the UDAA and your industry, but also the broader community, because that is so, so important. That, look, there are going to be people who will be against any kind of increase in density, no matter what. But hopefully, an objective look at this situation, the fact that we can't close the gates. We can't put up a wall at Bibinda and stop people moving here. So, but we do absolutely need to address this rental crisis. It's out of control at the moment. Great insights and a great update. Nathan Lee Long, co-chair of UDIA here in Cairns. Thanks, mate.
Thanks, Gavin.